Thanks for pressing play. Today on Podcast Guest Profits, we're going to talk about obscurity. And honestly, I believe that obscurity is your biggest problem. If you're listening to this, if you're the one behind the microphone right now, obscurity is your biggest problem. There's a lot of problems in the world, but there is no better time to be alive. Think about it. We can now serve, we can now reach millions of people, hundreds of millions, probably even a billion people. And this is so much different than it was just decades ago. Decades ago, if they couldn't drive to you, they couldn't be your customers. The world has changed. And so with this, we don't need more customers, we need better customers. And right now, no matter what you have, there's probably 1,000 or 1,000,000 people that would love to buy your product, your service. What you have right now is perfect for them. There's just one problem. They don't know you exist. You're obscure. In some ways, I look at it and say, it's like having this perfect store in the middle of the desert, right? You can A/B test everything. You can change things around. It's not going to change anything. It's not so much a traffic problem. It's an obscurity problem. The other thing today is that more is not better. Better is better. So we don't need more clients. We don't need to serve all billion people that hear us or that speak our language. No, we need to find those 1,000 or 1,000,000 that we can serve, that would love what we do, that bring out the best in us, and we can bring the most value to them. You know, there was an article years ago by a guy by the name of Kevin Kelly, and it was 1,000 True Fans. And I'll put a link to this in the show notes. He talked about that for a band to be wildly successful, all they needed was 1,000 true fans. So people that would buy every album, yeah, it's an old article. They'd go to every concert. They'd buy every T-shirt. If the band made it, they would buy it. And with that, they only needed 1,000 true fans. I would say the same thing is true for us. If you're listening to this, you just need 1,000 or 1,000,000, probably 1,000 true fans, and that would serve all of your goals. So the question becomes, all right, if obscurity is my biggest problem, if you agree with that premise, the question is how do you go from being obscure to acclaimed? Well, what most people will tell you, what the market will tell you, is that you need to break through the noise. I think that's laughable, right? The people that are telling us that we need to break through the noise, you'll notice there's one thing they have in common. They're all trying to sell us megaphones. They're trying to get us all to yell and yell above each other. Honestly, as I visualize this, and you'll see that I'm a visual person, it's almost like they're telling us to break through the noise and we're all at the Super Bowl or we're all at a rock concert and we're yelling and nobody's getting heard. We're all just getting hoarse. I think instead of trying to break through the noise, we should try to get heard, try to get listened to by those people that make a difference. And with technology today, I think we can often go back and say, how did this strategy work decades ago, years ago? Well, if you wanted to get heard in the past, well, the easiest way to do it was to get introduced by somebody that they were already listening to. So, you know, that could have been if everybody listens to the local newspaper, well, get mentioned in the local newspaper. That'll get you heard. That'll allow you to break through the noise. You know, if there's a networking group, well, go there. Get introduced by somebody that is a trusted advisor and get in on the conversation that they're going there. You know, it used to be going out and playing golf. If you went out with one of your buddies, well, maybe he'd bring two prospects along, and in 4 hours, you could talk to two other prospects. That's the way the world used to work. Today, the world has changed. You know, even just a year ago, it was get invited on someone else's stage, go to their event, be able to speak from stage, get introduced. Well, physical stages have been impacted by the current reality. But digital stages are still there. and I would argue that they're more powerful than ever. So by a digital stage, I mean a webinar, a podcast, a virtual summit, something where you can take your content and put it out to the audience and have it out there for evergreen. So let's look at podcasting. That's what I focus on. That's my passion. That's what you're listening to Podcast Guest Profits for. So how do you use this strategy of being introduced by someone that is a trusted advisor, trusted friend on a podcast? Well, think about it. If you're listening to a podcast, you know the host. You probably like the host, aspire to be like the host. So you like the host. You know them. Now, if they bring on a guest, well, you assume that they vetted them, they vouched for them, they're introducing them. And just like if you introduce somebody to your physical stage, you want them to look great. These interviews are not like 60 Minutes where it's a gotcha interview. No, people want to introduce people to their friends that make them look good. So with a podcast, you bring an expert on and you introduce them to your audience. And think about it. It's a great way to get introduced. And then what other medium could you get where 30 or 45 minutes you could be in somebody's ear? You could answer common questions. You could get people to know, like, and trust you. And really, isn't that who we do business with? Right? Once I know somebody, once they're not obscure, well, I feel much better to do business with them. You know, there was a tweet. I'm not big into Twitter, but it was from Rand Fishkin. And if you don't know Rand, check him out. He wrote a great book about the whole software as a service industry. It's called Lost and Founder. Rand started a company called Moz. It's now called SEO Moz. But he did this tweet and he said, the best way to sell something today is not to sell anything, but to earn the respect, awareness, and trust of those who might buy. And that's really what you're doing on a podcast interview. You're going out there and earning the respect, awareness, and trust of those who might buy. You're not yelling and breaking through the noise. And in future episodes, we're going to talk about, you know, finding those people that might buy. Podcasting is a game of focus, not of shotgunning. There's a million podcasts out there. You don't want to be on all of them. You want to be on the ones which your listeners are. So as you know, with every podcast that we're on, we give resources to help you. The idea that we'll just be able to say words in the show and that will be enough, I think is almost as laughable as breaking through the noise. So if you go back to podcastguestprofits.com, you'll find the show notes for this. Any quotes we have, any resources, they'll always be there. And we will put a resource. And the resource I want to start out with really early on is the book, Podcast Guest Profits, How to Grow Your Business with a Targeted Interview Strategy. Now, this is a book that sells well on Amazon, but I give more of them away. I want you to be able to use this medium to connect with your ideal customer, to help them, to serve them. So with that, if you go back there to the show notes, you're going to find a link. If you'll pay for the shipping, I'll send you the book. Just $5 for the shipping, we'll send you that free book. And this is the template that we use at Interview Valet with our clients. It's not magic. It's not a secret. It's just a formula we've refined over the last 5 years with over 500 clients on over 20,000 podcast interviews. It's the system that you can use to go from obscure to acclaimed on podcast interviews. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. We want to use those and get those more involved in the podcast. If you go to podcastguestprofits.com, there's even a link there where you can leave a video message. We might use that in an upcoming show. So, final message. Don't be obscure. What's ordinary to you is amazing to others. What you know could help people. get out there and share what you know. As a podcast host, as a podcast guest, whatever it is, share what you know. It'll make the world a better place.